Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., here at 9:05 on the clock. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we kick off our 9 o'clock hour on Thursdays the way we like to around here with our Pet of the Week from Madison Rafter and our friends at the Southbrook County Humane Society. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. How you been?
I'm good. Busy, but good.
Can imagine. We were joking beforehand. Madison, the way she would shock us if she came in here, like, things are smooth. We're not busy at all over there. Like, that would be very surprising. Madison, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. We are going to talk about some of the great things you guys coming up this summer. But let's kick things off with our Pet of the Week. Who do we got in the spotlight today?
We have Jack. So Jack just recently joined us last Saturday from a shelter down in Indiana. We took a small little transport of four dogs up from Indiana. It actually is my hometown of where I used to live in Indiana.
That's right, yeah.
So I had reached out to see, hey, do you guys need any help on some transports? Because they are a city-run shelter, so they don't have the full resources to be able to some of their animals just sit and sit and sit, and they're not adopted at all times. So little Jack, not little, he's big. I call them all little, but yeah. Jack is about a 60-pound dog. He was sitting in that shelter for 2 years. So he is 3 years old, and he is just the most lovable dog ever. He just reminds me of a mix of like a Shar Pei, pit bull, lab mix together. He's got all these wrinkles on his face, but he has the colors of a lab, and he's just such a sweetheart. But sitting in a shelter for 2 years, that just, it broke my heart, and he's an absolutely phenomenal dog. But he's fantastic with other dogs, good with kids. We don't know about cats, but just up to date on vaccines. He's neutered, microchipped, and he's ready to find his new home. So especially being for 2 years sitting in a shelter, we're so excited to be able to give him that opportunity to be able to try to find his new home.
You know, before the segment we did before Madison, we were talking about how about it from a website, dating.com, that was talking about how that now more than ever, women are okay with dating a dad, and it's in part because of the maturity, the responsibilities, and these things that an older man can oftentimes have. They have things that can be, you know, very, you know, good for a relationship and all this. And I thought immediately of dogs. I immediately, in that article, I didn't say it out loud, but the first thing I thought of was a senior dog. And it's interesting that our Pet of the Week is a senior dog today in the pre-conference that we kind of had, the pre-talk we had and everything, because they offer this great consistency that not every animal, especially a puppy, which we love puppies, but they could be a little sporadic and a little all over the place. Mm-hmm. A senior dog gives you so many things that can be so just like giving, and there's no words for.
Yep. I mean, honestly, dogs that are already, like, they already have grown into their personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, an old dog can still learn new tricks. Yeah. But it's one of those things that even the dogs that are kind of set in their ways, like, their personality is kind of usually already set compared to a puppy. Puppies are still learning, growing into those personalities. But adult dogs, it's about finding what's going to be the best fit for your family as well as them. And most of the time, those adult dogs are just phenomenal dogs. It just made the situation, could have come in as a stray, could have been a situation where the owners could not care for those animals anymore. And those dogs are just such diehard dogs that they just want to give you all the love that they possibly can. And I love those. Those are always my favorite. Like, yes, puppies are cute and adorable, but if I have a senior dog that comes walking through my door, I'm sorry. That's my favorite.
Same.
I love them.
Same here. They have so much time left, and it's not like these animals know that, but it feels like they do. Mm-hmm. And as they get up there in age, they give more and more. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think that there's so many families out there that could be so benefited by a senior dog, and encourage that so very much. If you guys don't mind, too, I would like to bring the conversation we had beforehand to the air, because I thought that you both had some interesting notes there.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. I mentioned an old St. Bernard that I took care of at the shelter in Santa Barbara that was a senior dog that didn't get adopted in time. And I will never forget that dog's face. I'm very lucky that I got to walk him and everything. Seth, you asked Madison a really good question.
Yeah, I was wondering if there's like people who specifically take dogs like that, if they, to give them their last few years, be comfort, give them that family that they never had or only sporadically had over their life. Because I imagine it must be tough, because you know that the dog is only only going to last, or the cat is only going to last a couple more years before they pass. So it's got to be a certain kind of person that can do that.
Yeah, and shockingly, again, any of our seniors that come in, like, that are over the age of that 11, 10-year mark, we always have people that are calling wanting to sponsor those animals, sponsor their adoption fees, help with their medical care. And I don't think we've ever had a situation with one of our seniors that they didn't get adopted within 2 weeks of being available.
Wow.
I think the only exception would be as if there was a something behavioral-wise where they had to be a single animal home only would be the only exception for that. But regardless, we still have people that are calling and they're like, yeah, we want them. And it's like those old ones, like, yes, they're very set in their ways. There's not really much that they're going to want to learn or want to change. But giving them that time, just if it's only a year or a couple months after, just to be able to live the rest out of their lives, is just very rewarding. Like, it's a very hard thing because a lot of people are like, no, I'm not ready to lose an animal that quick.
Yeah.
And that's completely understandable. Mm-hmm. Seniors are my favorite. If we have a dog that comes in that is that age range, I'm sorry, they go home with me for a bit because that's what I love. I love puppies, don't get me wrong, but seniors will always, always have my heart. So
We'll talk more about Jake, right? We'll talk more about Jake Jack. I knew it was Jack. I knew I was wrong. We'll talk more about Jack before we wrap up. We know that it's always kitten season. It feels like are there certain things you guys could use over there more than others?
Yes, we are desperately in need of kitten food, kitten wet food, kitten dry food. It does not matter the brand. I promise you we will accept anything at this point. I think we have close to 12 litters right now in foster and coming back to the shelter for surgery soon. So I know we'll have lots of kittens available again soon, but we are in desperate, desperate need of kitten wet food and dry food. So
I don't know about single dads, but single cat moms, apparently it's different. You guys just had the Lake Arrowhead Barking for the Birdies Golf fundraiser on June 20th. How did that go?
Yeah, it went great. So they had 89 registrations last week, and they were trying to get to 100 by the day of the event. And I walked because I brought Pongo, one of our puppies, to come hang out for a little bit. And when I got there, they're like, oh, we had 108 registrations. And I don't know what the totals were for anything that's going to be donated, but I know it was a great turnout. They had an absolute blast, and everybody's been saying really good things about it. So we're really excited to hear about it.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
We had Mayor Blazer in yesterday. We were talking a little bit about the dog park. We're excited about that. Got some really great things for our animal world and our animal lovers out there happening in this area.
Yeah, we're very excited about a lot that's going on.
Madison, we always appreciate the time. Looking forward to next Thursday already. Is there, if people want to learn about Jake, they want to learn more about any of these great, wonderful animals over there, how can they do that?
Yeah, so Jack will be available on our website. You can fill out an application for him online or stop by the shelter for one. If you have any other questions, you can call us at 715-423-0505. Otherwise, you can pop over to our website at swchs.com.
And Jack sounds like a great dog and is going to make somebody really happy out there. Be sure to reach out to our good friend, Executive Director of the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, and her team and find out more. And you can find out more as well about ways that you can volunteer, ways that you can help out over there. Reach out to them. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, swchs.com, swchs.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. We were joking before, I can't think of in this day and age to have these, like, the dogs and all this popping up in your timeline. Man, it's a nice palate cleanser. It is nice. We appreciate you being here, Madison. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bump in the bump?
Oh, this song. Okay. All right.
Yeah, get there.
I didn't catch it right away. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here. That great production you hear, my man over here, Seth, taking care of. Nicely done, sir.
Yeah, nicely done.
Big thank you to Executive Director of the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, joining us. Always a great time talking with her.
Yeah.
Appreciate everything her and her team do for our community. Mm-hmm. Keep up the great work, Madison. Find out about that great work at swchs.com. We got a little entertainment news here for you right now.
All right.
Critics have been trashing the weekend's HBO show, The Idol. I have seen very few shows take the critical beating that this show has taken. I kind of thought Well, this is a perfect time to release this show. You've got an unproven actor in The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. You have a young actress on the rise in Lily Rose Depp. Mm-hmm. And a script and a concept that isn't really, I think, the greatest for 2023, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it on HBO, you have no rules, so you can get away with a little bit more.
Right.
And writer strike. Like, people are desperate for entertainment.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to think that, hey, people are just happy to have... I mean, we made Tiger King big during the pandemic because we were so desperate for entertainment.
Something.
Which I still can't shower enough to get off of me, by the way. But people have been just trashing this show. Like, few shows I've ever seen in my life. We're talking like a level below Cop Rock. That's how bad it's been. And the critics now include...
What a reference.
Oreo cookies. Thank you. Oreo cookies, everybody. Oreo cookies even have trouble with the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week, there was an unsubstantial rumor that HBO has already canceled it, and the Oreo's Twitter account said, quote, "Finally, some good news." Out of nowhere, unprovoked.
Wow.
Like, they had nothing to do with this. They had not, you know, they just out of nowhere just kind of chimed in on this. And The Weeknd got wind of the tweet yesterday, and he replied, quote, "Some things that we can't say on the air.
On the air. Whoops."
But before a full-on war could erupt, The Weeknd squashed it, saying, "Nah, I can't beef with you, Oreo. Too many beautiful memories. I'm dunking you in some champagne tonight."
Whoa, champagne. Whoa.
So I think that he's been around, what, 10 years maybe?
Yeah.
The Weeknd's been around. We'll give him that, maybe a decade.
Since he hit big,
I think he's done a pretty good darn job with his career. A good darn job.
Good darn
career.
Job.
Thank God I don't get paid to talk for a living. See why we need writers, people?
We need writers.
He's done a good job with his career, and his music career has done just fine. He's had some big hits, all of that.
Doing all right.
He's too smart to mess up, like, messing with Oreo.
No, man.
I don't care if you are Beyonce. You don't mess with cookies. People, you just don't do it. Like, there's going to be some crossover. You're going to have people who are fans of Oreo and fans of The Weeknd.
Right.
You don't shoot yourself in the foot like that. It's just a smart move. And he generally seems like one of these people who is really, like, kind of, as best as he can, lays it all out there. Like, this is who I am. He does it a lot with his music. He doesn't seem to be too egocentric.
No.
You know, the Blinding, arguably his biggest hit, Blinding Lights or whatever, the music video, his whole tour, he's got his face all bandaged up. I mean, it's not, it's a lot of that kind of thing.
Right.
But his acting has been taking some big shots.
Well, to be fair, you know, he's very new at this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And maybe it was maybe a little too big of a project to start on. I appreciate the singers, the, you know, people who have not acted before, but, you know, have some, maybe some fame in some other, you know, field that kind of take baby steps, you know, kind of get into little ways, see if they like it, see if they can do it, actually handle have the chops to do something, and then go from there. It's happened plenty of times. We've seen it with lots of people, you know, it's sometimes it just doesn't work.
As it goes, there are very few Bowies out there.
Yeah,
there are very few people that are just as good at singing as they are at acting. And I would say that David Bowie is maybe a step below. He, obviously, great singer-songwriter. A step below that as a thespian, as an actor.
Also, extremely smart in the roles he took.
Yep.
That's he took roles. Yeah. The roles he could do. And he knew he could do. He's smart enough to know that. Yeah.
The Weeknd's playing a guy, an artist in this, and so maybe he thought some of that, and maybe the wouldn't be as heavy lifting.
Yeah,
but it just hasn't been believable to audiences. And if you can't win the audience, you can't win
you're done. Yeah,
as bad as an idea of the movie Battleship was. I want so badly to have been in that boardroom with those producers where that guy, whoever comes in and is pitching this movie. Okay. All right, I got a movie based on the board game Battleship, and how that meeting lasted after that. Like, how he wasn't thrown out of the room after that, I don't know. Rihanna had a role in that, and it was a small role.
Yep.
And critics bashed that movie, including Liam Neeson and all that, but loved her performance in it. And I think in part because it was smaller. And she didn't, and she's turned that into quite a career.
Yep.
Not just with acting, but obviously bouncing that off into promoting other stuff. And she's a billionaire, like a literal billionaire now, in part because of the smart choices of what she chose to do.
Right.
And,
yeah, you know, and it's always fascinating to see the crossover, you know, like when Beyonce was in the third Austin Powers movie. Again, yeah, I think too much bit off more than she could chew, you know. It just didn't work out. And it kind of kept her from acting again. She really hasn't been in anything since then. So
I think as far as modern singers go, I don't know anybody who's done a better job of this maybe than Lady Gaga. She's good.
Again,
she can act.
Smart.
Yeah.
Good roles. I mean, she was very smart about what she took.
And that's also not that different than great acting. Like great actors. The Harrison Ford, we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is still in the top five of greatest box office sellers of all time.
Yep.
And it was all about the roles he chose.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and watch that movie that he did with Brad Pitt where he's got an Irish accent. And my God. It's tough, people.
It's everyone's going to be in. The best actors are going to have dogs every now and then. It's going to happen.
You're going to find very few people that are a bigger fan of Harrison Ford than me.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie is rough. And even he admits it in interviews and stuff.
He was smart enough to know what he was good at.
Yeah,
and he did that for the most part.
And that's one time in his acting career he did something like
that. Yeah, or the one I have a problem with is Firewall. Sorry.
Oh, I remember that.
Not buying it. Harrison, you're not a tech dude, okay? You're not going to. It's not working.
That was a bit of a reach. It was a bit of a reach. Yesterday, Marvel's big new TV show on Disney Plus premiered, Secret Invasion.
That's right.
Did you get a chance to watch it?
No, my watching partner's out of town. I have to wait.
Ooh,
I have to wait.
Good on you, bro. Good on you for doing it.
I know.
No, you got it. You got to wait.
I got to wait. Yeah.
Because for one, she'll know.
Of course
she'll know. She'll know. Even if you didn't tell her, she'll know.
Yes.
But they always know. They always know. There's no reason to lie to a woman ever.
No.
Under any circumstance. No,
they'll find out.
But more so, it's fun, isn't it? It's fun having somebody. I like
to watch
having a show
someone.
With somebody to watch. It's fun. I sit there and watch 99% of the things I watch by myself and talk to my dog Sam about it.
He's used to it now, but you know.
Yes, but nothing. No added feedback. I get nothing from Sam.
Just gives you that look, you know.
So Marvel's new Disney Plus show, Secret Invasion, is generating a lot of controversy for its title sequence.
Mm.
And this won't be a spoiler for
us. Yeah, that's fine.
So that's why we're going to go into this. And it's all because they chose to use AI to create it. It kind of fits with the theme of the show, which is about shape-shifting aliens called the Skrulls,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you never really know who's actually human or not.
Right, right.
But a lot of fans think it looks like garbage. And perhaps more importantly, others are upset that Marvel took the job of creating the title sequence away from actual human animators.
Mm.
Especially considering they don't have, it's not as if Marvel has to pinch pennies, you know?
Yeah,
or anything
they
like
don't.
That.
They don't.
They knew that everybody in entertainment knew the writer's strike was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people like I knew, and I have nothing, and even I knew. So you know a strike is coming, and you do something like this, and I know it's not the same, you know, we're talking about animators and everything, but it's still like taking a job, or it's still AI involved.
Yep.
You knew this was going to cause problems.
Yep.
Marvel is and Disney are way too smart to have made a foolish mistake like this.
No, this was testing the waters.
I think it was a lot of that. I think it was maybe even giving them a little bit of credit that creatively they thought that what they were saying in the early on in the article there that maybe it plays well into the storyline. But I have to say, again, no spoilers here.
Yeah.
One of the worst opening sequences I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
I was so jacked about watching this.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed up an extra hour last night just so I could watch this while I'm getting some grading done.
Yep.
And the opening sequence, I put it on. I'm like, all right, this is it. All right, finally, Samuel Jackson. I get to watch Samuel Jackson. All right. And the opening sequence immediately got me like, And thankfully, the story was good and everything, and it got me right in right away.
That's something, man. Taken aback by that.
I've never had anything in the Marvel Universe going way back, even before the first Iron Man and everything, that I ever was like, oh, I'm not going to get into this. I've seen bad stuff, but nothing where in the opening sequence I was questioning if I, like, am I burnt out of superhero stuff? Like, it's the first time I've thought that. And it was all from that opening sequence.
Wow.
I'm actually relieved to hear that it was AI that did this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is not the intention, but I think that they've actually done a service to animators out there.
Maybe they have.
Go ahead. Even if you don't care about this show, do me a favor. Watch that opening sequence. It's only like 30 seconds, a minute long. And see the importance of the creative personality, the human creative mind.
That element, yes.
And what it brings that AI just can't do. Maybe 20 years from now it can do it. But right now, You give me a kid that can draw, and I will take that over an AI system every day. And you watch that opening sequence, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
You know, I don't want to give Marvel too much credit because, you know, we already, that's what it is all the time. Look at what Marvel's done here and here. They still make mistakes. I mean, they're going to make mistakes. I would say they're human because – Here's a newsflash, everyone. AI is still about humans. I hope you know about that. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, there's been so much stuff about AI right now, stuff. So, but I think it is a good thing in the sense that look at whoa, okay, something. It's like oh wow, maybe they weren't expecting it. Maybe they were just putting it out there to see what people would react. Well, they got their reaction, and maybe it'll change things a little bit. We'll see, but.
I hope that it serves as a precursor going forward.
Open a few eyes,
It's because I don't think the concept was bad. Okay. I don't think that I think that what they're trying to do, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you watch it. I'm trying not to spoil anything.
Right.
But at the same time, a human animator you can talk to. And give you a first draft and like, okay, that just doesn't hit. I need you to do this, this, and this.
Right.
And then the animator says, well, what about this, this, and this?
Yep.
And all of a sudden you have a collaboration and you get something
creative
good.
Juices, you know?
You can't collaborate with AI. You can't collaborate. Collaboration is the essence of art. It is the soul of art is collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You get no collaboration with AI. It's do this AI and AI does it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not collaborate. That's not art to me.
No. No, it's not. No.
I do encourage people to check out the show, though. It was pretty. Samuel Jackson, man. He is still bringing it.
Man, he's the fact that he's still enjoying playing Nick Fury after all these years, I love that too.
They asked him, Samuel, is this the last time you're going to play Nick Fury? And he goes, as long as I got a telephone, they ring, I'm answering.
Well, the movie this November, the Marvels, he's in that too. Yeah. So there you go.
Was such a great line. As I got a telephone, I'm answering. All right? They call, I'm answering. It was something like that. It's a great line.
He's the best.
He has the best quotes on acting. Maybe ever. Like him and Helen Mirren.
Quote machine, man.
He really is. Sam, what movies have you done for the money? All of them?
it's my job, man. It's to make movies and get paid to do it, okay?
Oh, God bless Samuel Jackson. We're going to get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Can't not do it.
Got to do it. Got to put the fist in the air. And you got to do it. You got to freeze.
And then freeze. Yeah. Get the freeze frame in there.
Yeah. You got to freeze. That movie. I haven't watched The Breakfast Club in probably 10, 15 years, and I reference it like crazy. I have no idea if it holds up, though. I don't know how much that movie holds up or not.
Oh, man.
I'm just thankful they haven't tried to remake it.
Oh, please don't.
Dear God.
Please don't.
Just don't. Don't even think.
Don't. Any of those John Hughes movies from the 80s, don't do it.
None.
No. I just don't think it would work, actually.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Forget that it would be a bad movie. Like,
yeah,
no matter who you got as actors and everything. But yeah, I just don't think the concepts really fit as well. Yeah.
No.
Like we were talking about with the camp movies. There's certain stuff that they had a time.
And that was it. Yeah. You're right.
Interesting article we got for you right here. 5 Things Neighbors Hate. Can you relate to this list or are you the culprit?
Ooh.
Someone posted 5 of the most annoying habits neighbors have. And we're going to kind of get into these here. And I think there's some self-realization that can go on as well as some like, hey, yeah, I do get upset about that. But I want everybody to take this article and take it with a little bit of grace and give each other a little bit of grace.
Yes, good point.
We need more of us getting along out there. And I don't mean like in a corny kumbaya way. I just mean in a genuine, hey, we're fellow Americans. We live together. We all are on the same page when it comes right down to it.
That's
we love our country. Let's get along. Let's just learn to live with each other. And I don't know, give some, somebody comes by for some sugar, give them some sugar.
Yeah. Give that little kindness. You never know where it'll lead.
I meant sugar cubes. I feel like I should be specific about that one. feel like I'm just going to move on. Here's the number one on the list, mowing the lawn at odd hours. Yeah.
They're... We can't do like a law or an ordinance or something like that.
No.
But come on now, let's think about this just a little bit.
It can be annoying if it's way too early or way too late. I think more so the too early thing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Besides, that never made sense to me because the dew is still on the thing and it's on the grass and it would get wet and clog up your mower, at least when I've tried to do it. That's what happened. Why would you want to do that then? Wait till it dries out.
My father's ears are on fire this morning because another reference to him. But
oh, yeah.
My dad did lawn care a lot, and he's the one that I learned mowing lawns from, and obviously he loves his lawn and loves taking care of his lawn. He would tell us this, because I like to get my day started and get like certain things out of the way, and mowing the lawn was one of those. I would do it at like 8 in the morning and try to do it, but it's too early. It's like, hey, there's dew out there, Jimmy, you're going to mess with my mower, you're going to mess with the... Nah, and he wouldn't let me do it. He might as well be locked up and I couldn't use the mower. Anytime after 9:30 is usually when we would start doing it. Usually the sun is out enough to where it's gotten rid of that dew, and most people are up and about their day on a Saturday or Sunday, which is when I would usually do this, because I was in school, of course. And I think that's what I do to this day. 9:30, 10 o'clock I think is a fair time. If you're still asleep, bless you. Lucky you. You're one of the fortunate ones. Now, there are a lot of people that work third shift.
Oh, see, that's exactly where I was going to go.
Okay,
I was going to say, you might, if you know your neighbors and you know your schedule, then you can say, they'll be like, you work third shift. Well, then I should wait till the afternoon to do my lawn. Have some courtesy to your neighbors. That's a great way. Plus, it's a great way to get to know them a little bit better.
Know them a little bit. And again, you ain't got to be able to know their backstory and everything. Just know a couple of things about them. Like we were talking about with the 4th of July coming up.
Yeah. Yes.
You talk to your neighbors. You find, I've got a veteran for a neighbor. Oh, he has PTSD. Oh, maybe I shouldn't be lighting fireworks at 1 in the morning.
Exactly.
Getting to know each other. You would want people to do this for you.
Exactly.
You might be that person we're talking about.
This golden rule stuff that we're talking about right now.
Still sticks.
Yep.
Most experts say the best time are mid-morning between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Or late afternoon between 4 and 6. Midday is okay, too. The heat just makes it harder on the grass and on you.
And on you, too.
My dad never cared about that part on you, but God help you if you mess with the lawn at the wrong time. he would mention this too about the midday mowing.
Yep.
Yeah. It don't like that, Jimmy. Like, what are you talking? Are you a grass whisperer, man? It don't like it. All right. Parties or backyard barbecues that go too late.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, just know your neighbors, Now, again, you might be able to solve this problem. Invite your neighbors.
Yeah, there you
go.
To
the party.
There you go.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I just in my head had an image of the cops being called on you and Beth at the Moravian tour. Like, you guys are partying too hard. Like,
oh my God.
No. Would never happen.
Low key. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a funny image in my head.
You're blasting your Amy Grant too loud. Yeah, come on. What are you doing there? I'm kidding. I don't just listen to Christian music.
That was perfect. That was well played. Again, Seth hit it on the head here. It was perfect. You don't have to worry about that if you invite him over.
Yeah.
But even with that, having some grace about these things.
Just be reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or bring it indoors. You don't have to stay outside the whole time.
I think a little similar. I think they're splitting hairs here a little bit in the next one. Big bonfires or fire pits.
That's a party.
Wait a minute. Who's got fire pits? Bonfires, I get with the little fire pit. But they made this sound like an actual fire pit. Like there's a
like
deep
a giant.
Pit. Yeah, like or something. Like,
bonfires are usually like in the country.
Yeah,
I've never been to a bonfire in a city.
No.
That seems very dangerous to me. So I wouldn't want. Yeah, don't do that.
We just had a really rough story happen up north with that with a bonfire that got out of hand and everything with some kids. I mean I don't know now the traditional fire pit, you got the ring,
yeah,
you got the
fine.
That's fine. Not everybody loves the fire pit, but the bonfire, I don't know about that.
Don't do it in town, please.
Yeah, not in town. No. Poorly positioned floodlights. Make sure that motion activated lights on your garage aren't blasting straight into your neighbor's bedroom or something like that.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's a great that's a great idea. Don't do that, please.
Yeah.
It's very rude, yeah.
And loud dogs. Obviously, they're going to bark. Just be considerate about it. Like, if they're annoying you by barking inside, don't send them outside to bark all day instead.
Yeah. Keep in mind. So, like James has said, you know, dogs are going to bark. It's their thing. But you got to be smart about it. You know, you got to find out where the times are and stuff, you know, and you know, work around it. You don't want to. Because we, you know, I do actually have a neighbor who does, their dog comes out at night mm-hmm. and barks and stuff. And my other neighbor, you know, same age as my youngest, mm-hmm. she's like, yeah, the dog keeps me up at night barking and stuff yeah. like that. See, that's what you don't want. You right. don't want that kind of stuff. So
you got to be considerate of the animal as much as you are mm-hmm. considerate of your neighbors.
Right.
You know, this is what dogs do. They bark, and dogs have better hearing than way better than us, obviously,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but way better than I think even we realize. And so a dog four blocks over is barking. The dog next to you is going to bark at that dog.
Bark chain, yeah.
And that happens. Mm-hmm. And this is dogs. And we love dogs. But this is a part of loving dogs and a part of owning dogs. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, don't have them. If you don't like your neighbors with this and everything, talk to them.
Yeah.
Work it out. Try to find a way to work it out.
Don't just yell at them and, you know, go over them, ah, shut your dog up kind yeah. of thing. No, no. That's not how you want to do
and
that.
And definitely don't take anything out of the dog.
Nope.
The dog is just being a dog.
Yeah.
The dog did not ask to be brought outside necessarily, and the dog didn't necessarily be asked to be in this position or anything like that. Don't take anything out on the dog.
No, don't.
Only cowards do things like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can think of not on the list?
Well, you know, most of it's noise related, you know, mm-hmm. timing thing. Yeah, just about everything is about disturbing your neighbor. There's going to be times when it's going to happen. Okay. So we also want to have grace for our neighbors and for yours, you know, and your neighbor should have it for you too. There's going to be times when maybe things get a little more raucous or whatever. So just keep that in mind. Don't go over raging, you know, don't just rah, 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 yeah, yeah. That just escalates things and it makes it worse. So try to think of it in that way, you know?
I would say parking is one thing that can get in
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can be an issue. But at the same to what you were just saying there, it usually is not an everyday thing.
No, it's not.
And it's one of those things you could talk out, or you can be like, you know, let it pass. I'm going to let it slide today. It's not yep. that big of a deal.
If it's not something that's a regular occurrence. Yeah. Right, exactly. Huh. Yeah.
But I get done with this list, Seth, and even with that added on to it, I don't think none of this is asking a lot.
It doesn't seem to be.
I don't think we're asking
for the
moon here or anything like that. That seems like a very encouraging to me as well. Like,
yeah,
hey, it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to do these things.
Right. You know, you're not, unless, you know, your neighbor's house has like got gunfights every
yeah,
night,
yes,
then
yeah,
that's
yeah.
an issue. Okay. But this stuff, this is small. This is small changes. You don't have to do anything big. If you're having that party that you have every year, just keep that in mind, you know, but it's only one day a year maybe, you know, so yeah.
yeah. If you do live next to the OK Corral, though, that I could see where you're going with that.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be tough. It'd be tough.
That would be a little harder.
Every night with the gunfights, just every night. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Anytime I need to see your face, I just close my eyes, and I am taken to a place where your crystal mind and a gentle feeling taking shelter in the face of my spine, straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try.
It's the only lyric in that song. He's not actually saying anything else. It's just the Coke.
Chicken kidding. Cherry cola. That's it, right?
I'm going to get some heat for that. I'm going to get some heat. I did the last time. I did.
Really? There's yeah. a lot of big Savage Garden there's fans still out there?
There's some out there.
I'll yep. be darned.
I find out you every time. Every time. I maintain, do not make fun of the bare naked ladies.
Yep.
Do not do that, people.
You know, when we had the birthday, Stephen Page was on there. You just kind of slid past that. I noticed it, you know?
I kept on moving. Yep. That fan base will come at you. I have dealt with Nazis and skinheads in my life, and it was not easier, but it was tamer almost compared to some of these fan bases. Yeah, you watch out on that stuff.
Hilarious.
And speaking of watching out, we've been talking a lot of AI. Almost everybody's talking about AI, and we're going to get into a little bit more of it. And the whole AI revolution really came full circle in a hurry.
Okay.
Scientists at Carnegie Mellon have started teaching AI to do things around the house the same way we learn everything now, by YouTube. So AI is watching YouTube now as one of our That Ain't Right stories.
Oh, my goodness.
They're showing their AI program how-to videos of people doing various tasks. Then they link it with physical robots that try to copy what they saw, what the AI saw. So far, all the tasks are simple, but it was able to learn 12 of them, including how to open drawers, answer a phone, and take the lid off of a pot on the stove. The goal is to make them so good at the mundane day-to-day stuff that we don't have to do anything eventually. This is so all these people grew up on the Jetsons. I'm pretty certain
George Jetson.
All these scientists grew up on the Jetsons and were mad as kids that as they grew up into adults and we didn't have whatever the robot's name was.
Was it Rosie?
Yeah, it was Rosie.
Was it Rosie the robot? I think it was Rosie. Yeah, that's what everyone wants to look, and it probably looked the same too.
Yeah.
Like blob boxy, yes. Kind of robot thing. I still find, okay, every time we do a story about AI, I keep coming back to the same thing. It still needs humans to do all this stuff. Yeah. It's watching YouTube videos that were created by humans. Come on.
Yeah.
Seriously. I know we should be talking about AI. We need to get out of it. But please, we're not at the stage where it's ready to take over people. Yeah. Let's reel it in a little bit. Let's back off, okay?
I'm all for ringing the alarm when it's time. You know, and before it's time, really.
Yeah.
But when it's needed.
Yeah.
We get bent out of shape over way too easily these days.
And
get offended too easily and all these other things. I mean, just I don't see AI is having difficulty with a lot of different stuff right now. We were talking about the Marvel intro and all that.
Yeah, right.
I feel like it's one of these things that if you just look a little bit, you don't read headlines, you just look a little bit into it, you realize, okay, the real fear is it taking certainly jobs, that's something that we should be concerned about.
Understandable, yeah.
But it's not something that we have to be on the edge of our seat about. Yes. It's not necessarily, if you are a writer and you are fighting in the Writers Guild right now for rights and for some stay in a lot of these things and having a career and stuff, that's a different conversation.
That makes a lot of sense.
But your everyday person worrying about this is just a little ridiculous.
It's so far off of what we think of when we think of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It is so far off. Basically, right now, it's exactly what computers are.
Yeah.
Whatever we put in is what's coming out. And that's what it is at this point. We're not any much farther than that.
I don't necessarily think that we have to learn so AI learns a bunch of mundane stuff. Do you really want it doing that? My mother, for my whole life, I put dishes away. I've done dishes and put them away.
Sure.
I've never put them in the right spot. Never. Never.
Even after all these years, huh? I still haven't figured it out.
Still,
okay.
Still, I got a feeling AI ain't going to do much better. How much improvement is it really anyway? You still got to do something. You still got to program it to do the job.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the issue. It's not doing it on its own. It's not.
Our That Ain't Right story is an interesting one today. We might have a billionaire brawl on our hands because Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are talking about having a cage match. And there are people who think they really will throw down. Now, let's get this out of the way right now. Rich people don't literally physically fight.
No.
They don't. They hire people to do it for them, or they have their lawyers or anybody else do it.
Yeah, they're not going to.
I would bet anything they ask that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg have never taken a punch. And I generally, now this part I'm serious about, I really generally wonder how much you can know about yourself if you've never taken a punch. I really believe that. I also grew up violent and in a lot of fights at a young age and from a boxer's son.
Right.
So I'm not saying that's something that's really that verbatim.
Right. But. Now, I am in no way a Mark Zuckerberg fan. Mm-hmm. I am not in the least. I do have to, but in the interest of fairness, he has been training some kind of martial arts. He won a competition a couple weeks ago or whatever it was. So, yeah, I guess, he's kind of learning something there. But I'm thinking like street brawl like you are. It's like, yeah, no. I don't care how much training he's had.
Yeah, I don't. It's basically they get in there. There's this theme music. They're coming down to the ring like a couple of prize fighters, all ready to go and jacked up. They get in the ring and it's a slap fight. It's just slap.
Which
just
slap, I would slap, pay slap. To see. That'd be hilarious.
That would be funny. Yeah. Well, that's that ain't right part of this to me.
Yep.
Is that it's not it's not going to actually happen.
No.
That's the that ain't right part. I want it to happen. I want to see these two fight. I want to see this slap fight.
That would be hilarious.
I think it'd be, oh yeah, it'd be hilarious.
That would be
put it on pay-per-view, raise a bunch of money for charity, and they'd actually do something with their careers and their lives good.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, see, that's why it won't happen, because it's actually a smart move,
and
right?
That's my that ain't right part, that it's actually not going to happen.
Yep.
It all started because Zuckerberg's Meta is working on a new social media platform, and Elon Musk says that that's going to be, you know, he's trying to cut into Twitter, and they're going back and forth because this is what billionaires do, because they got too much time on their hands, and they're not very good at what they do. They got, both of these guys made their names off of other people's backs.
Yes.
And
yes.
You don't have to do a lot of digging to see that.
No, no. And by the way, I want to just put it out there. Elon, I call him Elon. you do understand, this is Mark Zuckerberg we're talking about. Hey, Mark, how's the metaverse going? How's that going for you? Huh? How about the, what is it, $4 or $5 billion you set on fire to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that? I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry. Elon. You're fine.
This is what happened. This is perfect proof of this. So Mark Zuckerberg creates Facebook with a couple of other friends and classmates at in school.
Yeah.
And goes off and does all these things. This Meta thing is much more of Mark's baby, Mark's creation, Mark's this and that. And you see what happens. You see what he's done with this.
It's nothing. He's got nothing.
It's a bigger flop than Waterworld. That is really saying something.
That might be crossing the line. That's harsh, man. That's harsh.
It is harsh. It is. But I'm sorry. It's the truth. I mean, it's lost more money than Waterworld did. Than Waterworld or John Carter.
Bad. Wow.
But this ain't gonna happen. This ain't gonna happen. And you know, one of the greatest cons ever pulled off by anybody is Elon Musk convincing people he's a genius. Like, that is one of the greatest cons any comment.
You're good.
I give him credit for that. I actually do. I like, well done. Way to play the market, man. Because obviously, spoiler alert, not a genius. Not even that bright. Not really. No. All right, we need a palate cleanser. Get some good stories. And one of the greatest good stories you could think of is happening on our sister station, WIRI, from 7 to 8 tonight with Trail Tunes.
Yeah, Trail Tunes is going to be a fun show tonight. And not only we got a really nice request of a listener who really enjoyed the show, passed away a couple of weeks ago, and his daughter reached out to us and had a request for us to play a song. So that's very cool. If anyone wants a request of any kind, if you want to listen to any classic Western or cowboy songs, that is the show to do it. You can email Seth at civicmedia.us. You can find other ways to get a hold of you. You can call up here at 424-1300. Pam will get me. Well, I'll get a hold of you that way. It doesn't matter. However you'd want to do it. I would love to have more requests on the show. Dedications. I'd love to do dedications. We all do around here. So, but join us in the show tonight, 7 to 8 on WIRI to listen to Trail Tunes.
Got some great things, other great things happening on Thursdays. Our farmer's market is in action.
That's right. We're talking about, you know, James and I off the air. We're talking a little bit. We want to do a little more with this.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it's every Thursday and Saturday through the month of October from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's located at First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggin Street. Fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for kids. In fact, today they have, let me see, make sure I got this right. No, they don't have it today. Mm. On Saturday, coming up on Saturday, just want to give everyone a heads up, the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band will be performing, which is so cool. Also, they'll have Safe Kids of Wood and Clark Counties will be there as well on Saturday. So some fun, they have most days they're going to have some special stuff there as well. So stay tuned for, we'll talk about that as we get closer.
Lunch by the River going on today. Make your way to Veterans Memorial Park at 112 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids to enjoy entertainment and exceptional food along the Wisconsin River every Thursday from June to August, 11:30 to 1. Head on over there, enjoy some of our great local food vendors, some great entertainment. Check out Lunch by the River.
Good stuff.
We have this blood drive happening today as well. It's the Malcolm McGregor Memorial Drive. This is taking place today. It's already kicked off this morning at 8, going on till 3 o'clock. This is happening over at Lincoln High School's gymnasium at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments were preferred, but I do believe you can stop by and help celebrate what would have been Malcolm's 9th birthday by donating blood at the Malcolm's Drive and be entered for a chance to win a motorcycle for this, too.
How about that?
And a great way to help the family through the most difficult of times. It's maybe my favorite thing in humanity to see people take tragedy and turn it into something unique and
positive,
beautiful and positive.
Yeah.
It is why I maintain that there is nothing stronger in the universe than the human spirit.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thank you to the McGregor family for taking it on and doing this and sharing Malcolm's story with us and sharing Malcolm with us. We greatly appreciate that. Be a superhero. Do Malcolm and his family proud. Get down there and donate if you can. It's going on again until 3 o'clock today at the Lincoln High School Gymnasium. And our great friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their United for Alice, Who is Alice? Conference going on today at the McMillan Library All-Purpose Room. It kicks off right now, actually.
At 10 o'clock, yeah.
Right there. You can get on over there. And they have another showing, or another conference today at 4. This is an opportunity to find out who Alice is, what Alice is, some details about the report, be able to ask questions about the report.
Yeah.
And really just find out if you are Alice.
Yeah, that's right.
They also will have one on June 27th at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Community Center room. Registration is appreciated but not necessary. You can find out more about this and register for Stuff the Desk at uwswac.org. And, of course, join our show tomorrow morning. Terry will be talking a little bit about this when she joins us on the air.
Get a good update from the United Way there.
Stick around. We got great stuff coming up for you. We, of course, are looking forward to Kristen joining our airwaves in a little bit. Today, from 3 to 4, join us for Midday Magazine. In part 1, Family Natural Foods. And in part 2, we're going to check out a talk with Anna James, Natural Resources Educator with UW Extension. Rafter Baseball on the radio dial a little bit later. 6:20, our pregame will kick off as they are in Fond du Lac for that game.
All right.
All good stuff coming up for you. Thanks for a good show, Seth. Have a great day.
You too.
Stick around for more good stuff right here at WFHR.